physical strength is an excellent predictor of longevity. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. This is our Consistency 365 series. Thanks for tuning into it. The goal of this series is for you and I to spend just a few minutes, 2, 3, 4 minutes every day between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to connect with who we want to be and how we want to be. And one of the things that if I had a magic wand and I could wave it over everybody that hears the sound of my voice, one of the things that I would want to plant in your brain and have it take hold is how critically important, no matter your age or your gender or your weight or your fitness, how critically important strength training is. One of my colleagues recently shared on our story, her name is Lindsay Mango, and she said that strength training and muscle is like passive income for your body. Passive income is the type of income that makes you money when you're not doing anything. You know, you put in some time or some effort or sometimes just some money, and then it's making money while you're sleeping, while you're on vacation, while you're doing nothing. Sometimes it's called mailbox money, where you could go to Tahiti for 6 years and the checks are just going to come in. An example of that, to an extent, is I spent a year or so writing my first book, Chasing Cupcakes. And I did that work once, and now I get checks every single month. I could never work again, and people would still be finding, buying, sharing, recommending that book. That's passive income. Well, muscle works like that in your body. You do the work once to put on the muscle, and obviously you want to keep doing it to maintain it. But that has benefits for you while you're sleeping. The more muscle that you have, the more your metabolism is working when you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix or when you're laying in bed at night. And it's not just a matter of a greater caloric expenditure, which, hey, you can eat more and maintain your weight when you have more muscle. And that just continues with more muscle and more muscle and more muscle. But beyond that, your muscle is a huge part of your immune system. It really is. In Strong Foundations, we talk about this a lot, how it used to be considered that muscle was just for motion, right? Your muscles in your arms help you move your arms, and the more muscle you have, the more the weight you can move with your arms. But we now understand that our muscle is not just about motion. Our muscle is actually a critically important part of our immune system. And so we often hear about people who are older being more susceptible to illnesses that younger people might not be impacted by. And that's not about their chronological age. It's about the fact that as their muscle atrophies with age, which can be prevented and reversed, as their muscle atrophies with age, they do not have the power of the immune system that they had when they had more muscle. Physical strength is an excellent predictor of longevity. So no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter your age, no matter your gender, no matter your fitness level, start strength training now. Best time to start is 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago. Second best time, right now, today. I'll see you tomorrow.